Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Riley here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Stand up for your country. Well, millions of Americans want President Biden to be impeached. They want evidence linking him to millions of dollars amassed by his son and brother. That's what millions of Americans want. Maybe you. But millions of Americans don't want that. Those are the Biden supporters. There is no Justice Department investigation into the possibility, the allegation, that Joe Biden took money, tainted money, grifting money from his son and brother. That is not in play. What is in play is interesting, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So yesterday, yet another impeachment hearing was held. The Oversight Committee, James Comer is the chairman, hauled in Tony Bobulinski and Jason Galanis. Both are former associates, business associates of Hunter Biden. We've heard Bobulinski's story before. He claims that Joe Biden was in on this whole grift. And yesterday, that's what he testified under oath. Galanis is in prison. So, I mean, you know, he's not a factor. Let's put it this way. Now, there were supposed to be two other people at the hearing yesterday, the impeachment inquiry. And they were Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, his main business guy. They said, nah, we're not showing up. They were not under subpoena, so they did not commit a crime. And people don't understand that. They were invited to testify, and they turned down the invitation. Okay. So there wasn't really anything new in that whole exercise yesterday. There was a little back and forth. Roll the tape.
And 2 days later, Mr. Gilliar sent an email to you, CCing Rob Walker and Hunter Biden, in which he suggested a division of the company and included a proposal of, quote, 10% held by H for the big guy, question mark. You remember that, right?
The infamous email with the big guy? Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Did anyone ever respond to that email?
Yes, they did, numerous times.
Sorry.
Hunter Biden himself did.
Excuse me. You're right.
Well, no, I think that's important because Hunter Biden has claimed that he didn't respond to it, and he responded to it.
You're just going to filibuster. I reclaim my time that's running out, but I will say no one responded to the big guy reference for 10.
Thank you for making my point. They didn't have to respond because they all knew the big guy was Joe Biden.
I reclaim my time.
All right, so on and 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 on. And it doesn't lead anywhere. Here's what we know to be true. And if anybody tells you what I'm about to say is not true, they're lying to you. Hunter Biden and Jim Biden amassed millions of dollars, probably tens of millions. The estimate is up to 30 million, maybe even more than that, from foreign enterprises in China, Ukraine, Russia, and other countries, Kazakhstan. There was no service provided for that money at all that anybody can point to. They just got money. Now, this was beginning when Joe Biden was vice president under Barack Obama. And then it extended after Joe Biden left office. So Hunter and Jim set up this business apparatus that involved Bobulinski, Devin Archer, a whole bunch of other people. And they got money, and they didn't do anything for the money that we can see. That's true. So how could that be accomplished? The only way on earth is people were giving them money to get access to Joe Biden. There's no other way. If Hunter's last name was Shapiro or O'Reilly, he wouldn't have gotten a dime from anybody, right? So that's true. But Joe Biden maybe didn't know the extent of the grift. I suspect he did, but I couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. I certainly can't prove that he took any money, Joe Biden, not at this point. We know that Hunter and Jim got money from banking records. We know that on Hunter Biden's laptop, 10% was allegedly put aside for the big guy. Now, I'm 6'4", but I didn't get any call from Hunter, so it can't be me. So I think most of us believe the big guy was the father, Joe Biden. But we don't know for sure. All right? This is what I'm talking about. So the House of Representatives, controlled by Republicans, would love to impeach President Biden, just like the Democrats under Nancy Pelosi wanted to impeach Donald Trump. It's the same thing. Okay? But this charge of massive grifting is more serious than the ridiculous charges against Trump, which were just phony, made-up charges. But at this point, with the evidence that the House Oversight Committee has, and remember, there is no Justice Department investigation on this, okay, nothing, because Merrick Garland's not going to do that. He works for Joe Biden. At this point, all right, the House of Representatives would not vote to impeach Joe Biden. The Republicans would lose. And that would be so embarrassing for the GOP that they're not even going to put it up for a vote. There has to be more. But there isn't more right now in time. Maybe, I don't know, but this goes on and on and on, and we don't have enough. When I say we, it's the country. Because everybody, every American should want to know if Joe Biden took money. But they don't. The Democratic Party doesn't want to know. Obviously, they don't care. Politics transcends. Okay, so we're at the point now where in the next month, something new is going to have to happen or it's all going to go away. Because the Republicans can't keep doing this. It's going to start to hurt them politically. And if it goes away, I don't think there's going to be any effect directly on the vote if it goes away. But there's one thing left. Comer could call subpoena Hunter Biden and Devin Archer, but Hunter's the big one, to come in. Now, if Hunter Biden doesn't answer the subpoena, then he gets charged. He'd have to, because Peter Navarro just went to prison for defying a congressional subpoena to testify. He's 4 months in a federal penitentiary. You know, the Navarro story is an aide to Donald Trump, and he wouldn't testify. So he's in a hoosegow, as they say in the Cagney movies. Okay. Now, Hunter Biden, if he doesn't show up, what are they going to do? Now, that would hurt Trump. Biden. Ooh, would that hurt him? If his son didn't show up, didn't answer the subpoena, and Merrick Garland didn't charge him, that's over-the-top corruption. So I expect that to happen. I expect Hunter Biden to be subpoenaed and Devin Archer, you know, in a lesser capacity. That's the only thing that's left. Now, when Hunter Biden comes in there, he's not going to say anything. He's not going to say he gave his father any money. But they might be able to catch him. And, you know, it would be if the Republicans believe that Joe Biden took money, some of them do, I'm a due process guy. All right. So I believe that he enabled it, as I said, that he contributed to the grift, Joe Biden did. But I don't know whether he got direct money. So some of you will say, I saw it on TV the other night. They showed his four houses, Biden's four. Biden got $9 million to write his book. All right. So his money flow was pretty good because he gave speeches for hundreds of thousands of dollars on boards. You know, these guys all make money when they leave office. And that's a memo. All right. So Joe Biden, for the third consecutive day, has done nothing for the people of the United States. Nothing. All right. He's just raising money, runs around. I was on the Clay and Buck radio program today, and I basically said our analysis here at the No Spin News is that Biden works about 30% of the time for us. The other 70%, he's not doing anything or he's out raising money. I mean, that's shocking. Warren Harding was lazy. Wait till you hear about Warren Harding in my upcoming book, Confronting the President. He was terrible. But even he worked more than Joe Biden. It's like Barack Obama and Donald Trump worked crazy, crazy hours. Both of them. Biden didn't do anything. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay. But he did cancel $6 billion in student debt for 78,000 federal workers. And he has the authority to do that. A lot of people don't understand. The Supreme Court ruled that Joe Biden cannot forgive debt in the private sector. So say you borrowed money from Chase Bank to put yourself through school. Well, Biden can't do anything. But if you work for the federal government, there is a public service loan forgiveness program. And it was signed into law by George W. Bush in 2007. So if you work for the feds, it's kind of like the Army, all right? If you work 10 years, then your debts are forgiven, your educational debts. And that's what Biden's doing. He's within the law to do it. But here's the rub. It's $144 billion just today. Well, that's got to be paid. Now, the federal workers aren't going to pay it. You're going to pay it. I'm going to pay it. The taxpayers have to pay it. And of course, they're not going to pay it because we're in such a deficit that it'll just be added on to the debt. And Joe Biden doesn't care how much debt the country carries. He doesn't care. His new budget is $77 trillion. It's laughable. I mean, it's just insane. But he didn't care. If the whole country goes over the cliff, he'll be dead by that time. Okay. Biden also, now he's not doing this, but his people are. So the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, has authorized that come 2032, 8 years from now, that 56% of all new vehicles sold in the USA have to be electric and 13% hybrid. Okay? So gas cars are on their way out. Now, if Trump is elected in November, that just goes. Okay? You just throw that one right out. But if Biden wins, that's 4 years closer. Now, the car companies are caught. Well, what do? You know, we got to plan this out. And there's a lot of transition that has to be done in the country to have 56% of all new cars electric. Okay? So it's a mess. I understand we all want cleaner air, but this imposition, and again, the unintended consequences on the economy, on you, on me, the tax dollars spent, I didn't care about that. I didn't care about any of that. It's not like they're thinking about, well, if we do A, B might happen. Cause, effect. Do that. All right. So the good news is if Trump wins, that goes away. And I don't know if that's so much good news. I would rather see it happen organically, that the new technology makes it very easy for people to drive electric cars and the prices of those cars come down. I think it's doable. Not doable in 8 years, but maybe 15 years. This is an unbelievable story. So Syracuse University has a study group, and they do research up there in upstate New York. So they found out that 200,000 migrant deportation cases had been dismissed because the Homeland Security Department did not file paperwork. 200,000 foreign nationals who are going to be deported. That means these are, some of them are bad hombres, okay? Because it takes a lot for the federal government to deport you now. A lot. 200,000 cases dismissed because Mayorkas and his merry men and women didn't file a paperwork. Now, what happens to those people? They're in the wind. They don't have any court dates set. Boom, they're gone. And you got to be, say, a large percent of them are criminals. Now, anyone else, any other president would fire Mayorkas, would have fired him a long time ago. No. No accountability. Biden holds no one accountable except Trump. Trump's not even in office. Isn't that an amazing story? Your government at work, Alejandro Mayorkas. I think he's the worst cabinet member I've ever seen. I think Mayorkas is the worst. I mean, Buttigieg is bad. But this guy? Okay, let's go on to popular media. So as you know, I do a couple of hits a week for News Nation. I'm on with Leland Verdit on Monday. His show is at 7. And then I'm with Chris Cuomo on Wednesday. His show is at 8. Now, News Nation is a relatively new cable news network. And it is trying to hear all sides of everything. It's not an ideological network, even though Cuomo is a Democrat at 8. Okay. I don't know what Leland is. He used to work at Fox. Very good correspondent when he worked over there. I was there at this time. He was in Jerusalem. He was based in the Middle East. But when I watch News Nation, I don't get the feeling that they are trying to deceive anybody. And I wouldn't go on a network that would deceive anybody. I have said publicly, and I think on Bernie Goldberg's website, there was a guy who said, O'Reilly is arrogant because he said, me, that if he had been at Fox News with the Dominion voting machines, that never would have happened, and Fox News wouldn't have lost $1 billion, because at the end of all of that, it's going to cost Fox News $1 billion. They're going to have to pay $1 billion to defend itself and in fines and sanctions and everything like that. That's absolutely true. If I had been doing a factor when all this election machine stuff came up, I would have cut it cold. And believe me, they wouldn't have gone against me. All right? Because when I said that Barack Obama's birth certificates were legitimate because my staff rooted out the actual birth announcements in the two Honolulu newspapers printed the same day, that ended that on Fox News. Then I would have done the same thing on the Dominion's voting machine thing. All right. And they would have said they lost $1 billion for me not being there. And that's true. Oh, but O'Reilly's arrogant to say, no, I'm not arrogant to say that's the truth. And I don't think there's any challenge coming for any credible person on it either. Anyway, last night on the Cuomo show, they did a special featuring Dr. Phil and me, your humble correspondent. It was sponsored by Chase Bank. They had only one sponsor, two commercials, so that we could get a lot of information to the viewer, you. It was great. I thought it was excellent. The theme of the hour was bringing Americans who disagree politically together to discuss stuff and perhaps not hate each other as much. That is a noble effort, but it will not work. Roll the tape.
We need to start talking to each other. Just because you disagree with somebody doesn't mean you have to hate them. And you can disagree and then you can go to lunch.
Dr. Phil comes at it from a more sociological viewpoint than I do. I'm a journalist historian. But the attempt that you and Phil are making to try to bridge the gap and tamp down some of the hatred, get people to speak with one another, is good. But it's not going to work the way you would like it to work. And I'll just give you two quick examples. The people who believe in reparations for slavery are never going to concede anything to the people who don't. The people who believe open borders, unregulated immigration, helps the country and is a humanitarian must, never are they going to have anything in common with those who don't believe that. However, most of the folks are persuadable, mm-hmm. which is what I do. Okay, so you're never going to have detente with extremists, people who are locked in, people who believe what they want to believe no matter what. Okay, you can pile on the evidence. I'll give you an example. On Monday, I will read you a letter. I know they're coming from a person or people who say, no, the Dominion voting machine was legit. Those machines kicked votes over to Biden. I know I'll get those letters. Now, there's not one shred of evidence that has been introduced into any courtroom, local, state, or federal, backing that up. Not one. But I'll get those letters. And those are people who believe what they want to believe. Okay. So when you, here's my litmus test, and I think this is a good one. I'm very recognizable. Okay, so wherever I go, not only in the country, but in the world, people know who I am. Now, most people, they don't bother me. I know it's not a bother, by the way, but they give me my privacy or whatever. But a good segment will come up and say hello and, you know, ask me a question or two about whatever they're interested in. And I'm happy to answer any questions at any time, post for pictures. I'm not a snob. I appreciate the interest. When I'm talking to somebody, I can quickly ascertain whether they are open to hearing an opposing point of view. All right, some are. Some are really want information, and they go, well, you know, I don't understand this, or I believe that, but I might be wrong, and I don't know. But others are so in stone that, again, no matter what you say to them, they're not going to change their minds. Now, I used to get frustrated by that when I was a younger person. Not anymore. I just treat it with humor. But I don't engage. And that's on any level. Okay? So no matter what the subject is, if somebody is just not open to hearing the other side, especially when it's factually backed up, two examples I gave you were excellent examples. Reparations, there's no bridge in that. You can have a conversation for 17 straight days. You're not going to convince anybody. If you believe in reparations to slavery, you're not going to be dissuaded. And the open border is the other one. Nobody on earth can convince me that the open border is a positive for America. I mean, maybe if Jesus appeared after this broadcast and said, hey, Bill, you're on a wrong track here, you know, the open border is okay. But it would take the deity, because it's not good for America, and I know it. But the point of the matter is that you can handle a lot of this stuff with humor, but when you see fanaticism, and usually in the eyes, okay, you can see the eyes, you just disengage. You're not going to win it, and it's going to be very frustrating. And a lot of times it gets heated, and you don't want that. Okay. I was happy to be on News Nation. I got another clip from Dr. Phil in the final thought that I'm going to play. It's pretty amusing. All right, American credit card fees, that's the vigorish, the interest they charge you and other fees, surged 50% since Biden became president. Why? Gas prices are up 48%. Most people buy gas on a credit. Grocery stores up 23%. I mean, it's incredible numbers here. Again, you buy gas, you're paying 48% more than when Trump. You buy groceries, you're paying 23% in the grocery store, in a restaurant, more than Trump. Okay, people use their credit cards, I don't see. So boom, boom, boom. And their salaries have not gone up, at least that close to that level. So 50% more credit card expenses. Last year, Americans paid $157 billion in interest to the credit card companies. $157 billion, okay? Americans charged $1.13 trillion as of the final quarter of 13. So it'll be more than that. And people are getting hammered. They can't pay. So there are forfeitures on a car. There are this. Okay? And most people say 80% cited the higher prices as why they're in trouble with their credit cards. Now, with that fact, you would think Biden would lose by a landslide, just like Jimmy Carter lost. But remember, when Carter was running against Reagan in 1980, and this is another thing we have in confronting the presidents, it was tight 8 months before the vote, even though Carter was failing miserably in what he was doing in the Oval Office. The polls were tight. It wasn't like Reagan surged and was way ahead. He wasn't. It got after the debates, and again, we'll take you all through that campaign in the book, then it started to widen for Reagan. But with these numbers here, Biden should be way behind Trump.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Smart life. Very frustrating to go to the airlines. You know it. I know it. You're on hold for 3 days. They lose your bags. Nobody knows and nobody cares, whatever it may be. And you can't even get a seat. A friend of mine flew down to Florida, came back from Panama City late at night, packed Delta flight. So, smart life. There are places that you can track how much to pay. Google Flights or Hopper, H-O-P-P-R. I've never been on either of them. Google Flights or Hopper. Monitor costs. Kayak, K-A-Y-A-K, and Expedia also tell you how much it's going to cost. But the key is when you book. So international travel, you have to book at least 2 months ahead, at least. Now, you can get a ticket before that, but you can pay more, right? If you book out, but then you have to look at the cancellation policies, and because things happen. You might have to buy trip insurance, whatever, complicated. But if you're going abroad, 2 months, if you haven't booked it, you're going to pay more. Here, summer flights should be booked 6 months in advance. That means January. And we're in March now, end of March. So if you haven't booked your summer flights, you can pay more. Because what the airline companies do is they look at the seat chart, and if the flight is, you know, almost full, they're going to charge you top dollar. If there's not a lot of people going, the price will come down. That's why these websites are valuable. So you got to plan ahead. If you're flying over Christmas next year or Thanksgiving, you got to book now. Now, smart life. Ice cream. So this is good news. We told you yesterday that Unilever dumping Ben and Jerry's because Ben and Jerry's communists. They're communists. Even though they're as wealthy as you could possibly be up there in Vermont, you know, they're still way, way, way out there. Bernie Sanders and Ben and Jerry are buds. So in 1986, Americans ate 18 pounds a year of ice cream. A lot of ice cream, okay, 1986. Today, 12 pounds per person. This is the average ice cream. And the reason is all the diabetes and pre-diabetes and blood sugar and all of that, boom, and it's going to hurt you. So more and more people are hearing this from their physicians. You've cut down the ice cream. So the ice cream industry is going whoop and will continue. And they can't make a substitute. So if you eat the ice cream that's not really ice cream, it's like, ew. But worse than the ice cream are the sugar drinks. So if you cut down the ice cream, I have 2 quarts of Häagen-Dazs in my refrigerator. And Häagen-Dazs is the best ice cream, in my opinion. I have not touched those quarts since Christmas. I discipline myself, so I'm not going to eat them. I will eat them. Someday I'll have a craving for Häagen-Dazs, and I'll go in and I'll eat them. But every day I don't eat them is a better day for my body. The sugar drinks, though, are really killing Americans. So, and I hope they start to come down. I mean, I really do. It's horrible. This day in history, March 21st, 2006, first ever tweet goes out. Jack Dorsey, he founded Twitter. He sent out a tweet today, 18 years ago. In 6 years after that tweet went out, Twitter had 100 million users a day, and they were sending 340 million tweets a day in 6 years. Now, are you ready for this? 540 million tweets a day. 540 million tweets. They still call them tweets? I don't know. X. I use it for, you know, tell you what's going on and this and that. I have no beef with them. I mean, they've been very good, and so is Facebook to us. We're business people here. But even though 540 million people, million tweets a day, companies lose the money. So Elon Musk buys it. You know that. He pays $44 billion for it. And Twitter has only made money, it's now X, in 2 out of the past 8 years. All right, and its value has dropped from the $44 billion that Musk paid to about $15 billion today. I think it's more than that. I think if Elon Musk put it up for sale, he would get $20-$25 billion, but it's a far cry from $44 billion. So it's not making as much money. As annual revenue of X is about $5 billion a year. I'm not in that world, so I don't know the business ins and outs of it. But I thought this was a very interesting this day in history. 18 years ago, first tweet today. Okay, we got mail, and we got a final thought with Dr. Phil saying something about me. Right back. All right, let's go to the mail. We got George, the concierge. Remember, we encourage you to upgrade if you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium member, which is a good thing. Upgrade to concierge. Get a free book. All right. So I have mixed feelings about helping Ukraine, primarily because I don't believe we are getting anything that passes for valid information about what's going on over there. Well, the U.S. intel services do. All right. So the CIA and the NSA, they know what's going on over there. And you got to have a little bit of trust in the federal government to say, this is the situation. So I don't have a beef with that. I know it's a growing controversial issue among the right, conservative Americans. Jeff Kaufman, Driftwood, Texas, I disagree with funding Ukraine. It is the most corrupt country in Europe. and our funding has gone unchecked. Until our government begins talks of peace and a settlement between the two countries, Ukraine shouldn't get a dime. So, Jeff, how would you go about getting peace and talks when Putin refuses to do that? Can't. And if you let Ukraine go down, as we've said 10 million times, you can kiss Taiwan goodbye, Moldova goodbye, just on and on and on and on. And what that will do is it will come to your house in Driftwood, Texas, and it will hurt you economically big time. Cause and effect, unintended consequences. Lisa, concierge member, thank you, Lisa. Senator Schumer is not against Israel, but against conservative government there. It was elected government, Lisa. Israeli people elected the government. We have no right to call for its overthrow. No right at all. David, concierge member, I believe the nine House Republicans who voted against the resolution to condemn Putin for kidnapping Ukrainian children did so because of this, their dislike of Speaker Mike Johnson. Well, if that's true, and I certainly don't know if it is, that's despicable. You stick up for the kids. Jim, concierge member, and all of these concierge members are by accident. I didn't seek them out, but they had good questions. Bill, what would have to change in terms of process of law to restrict a single loon judge from reversing rulings, sometimes from the highest court? How can a single judge in New Orleans stop Texas from detaining migrants? It wasn't a single judge. It was a federal court of appeals based in New Orleans with three judges. Supreme Court kicked it back to them. They put a stay on the Texas law, so it stops cold. That'll be appealed. The judges in New Orleans, the three-judge appeals court, will rule. And if they rule against Texas, Texas then will file, and it'll go back to the Supreme Court. It's a little complicated, but you have to go through the stair step to get to the Supremes. Les Hartsfield, Camas, Washington. Why aren't the NGOs who are aiding and abetting illegals and defying immigration laws being sued? Because the federal government is funding many of those NGOs. They're doing humanitarian work. What are you going to sue them on? Federal government's sending them money to house and feed migrants. So that's what the situation is. George Pivarnik, Las Vegas, when do schools stop teaching history? My neighbor's kid is in the ninth grade, does not know who Benjamin Franklin is. The collapse of the public school system began about 20 years ago, 2004. It's due to a variety of subjects. Woke, of course. You say something about history that some kid runs home and you're in trouble. Laziness, you know. There's a whole bunch of reasons, but the kid's in ninth grade and doesn't know who Benjamin Franklin is. I guess he's never looked at a $50 bill. Cindy McDaniel, Picayune, Mississippi. Several weeks ago, you had a segment of places you would not visit. Our daughter is an RN, wants to take a trip to Honduras. Now, this is usually for concierge members only, Cindy. Okay? But because it's your daughter and she is an RN, I'm going to make an exception for you. Usually, if you have a travel question, a safety question, any of that pertaining to family members, your concierge, you write to me directly, I write back. But I'm going to do Cindy a solid. Do not go to Honduras. It's dangerous. No one in charge. You get in trouble, you're hosed. All right, but I want you to go to BillO'Reilly.com store and pick up the self-reliance mugs. I want you to be self-reliant. I want you to be smart. I want you to be successful. I want you to be healthy. All of that comes back to self-reliance. Run your own show. Give this mug to younger people. Self-reliance, one of the most important things in life. And then while you're there, order, pre-order Confronting the Presidents. Be out September 10th. You will love the book. Killing the Witches, by the way, still doing great. And that's 6 months now in the marketplace. So it's all there. Word of the day, Donati bilious. I used this word about 3 weeks ago. I love this word. Hey, stop being bilious. And everybody, B-I-L-I-O-U-S, simple word, bilious. Don't be that. Look it up. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, as a final thought of the day, as I mentioned, I was on News Nation with Dr. Phil and Chris Cuomo last night. And out of nowhere, Dr. Phil said this. Go.
Hey, I couldn't have thought a better guest to spend the time with. So this worked out perfectly. Thank you.
Well,
thank you very much.
And people listen to Bill O'Reilly. He is a wise historian, I can tell you for sure. I'm
a
fan.
Oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, Dr. Phil. Boy, I don't know why you had to do that to me right now that I'm going through. Dr. Phil, thank you very much. All right, Bill O'Reilly is up right now, post-endorsement from Dr. Phil, because he needed that.
I had no idea that Phil was going to say that, and I really appreciate it. We had him on a couple of weeks ago for his book, and his book's good. So, you know, check that out on Amazon or wherever. And, you know, what we do here, I don't know if you've ever thought about it, is we are combining, for the first time in television news history, it's never been done before, reporting with history. So I am a journalist slash historian. So what I do is I look at a problem, all right, a policy, a situation. And then I say, what did we do in the past on these things? Because almost everything that's coming at us now has in the past come at us. And sometimes we got out of it. Sometimes we didn't. Okay. But to have that knowledge assembled takes my commentary to a level. And I hate this. Let's take it to a higher level. Let's get, all that cliche business, but this is true. So I'm looking at it from, okay, my first job is to get you the truth. Like I told you at the Talking Points memo at the top of the broadcast. Right now, there's not enough evidence to even refer Joe Biden to the Senate for impeachment. They don't have it. That's the truth. Maybe they'll get it. Don't have it now. Okay? And then I look back about the evidence against Trump, which was non-existent. In both impeachments, there was no evidence there. It was just a farce. The Republicans want to do that? Up to them. So I bring history into modern reporting. And Phil is smart enough to know that. And that's why he said what he said. And we appreciate it. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. I'll have a brand new column on Sunday. So please check in with BillO'Reilly.com. And we'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.